Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
For those of us who study politics for a living, there's no place in the world where the politics are more fascinating, frustrating, or heartbreaking than the country of Israel. I just returned from a trip to Israel and Jordan, and I know it sounds cliche, but my wife and I agree, it was the trip of a lifetime, and it'll take us months to fully process. We traveled the full length and breadth of Israel with two archaeologists, one of whom taught at the Master's College near Jerusalem for 15 years. We visited five or six locations every day for nearly 2 weeks, and analyzed each site archaeologically. Geologically, geographically, geopolitically, historically, and theologically. Drinking from a fire hose doesn't even begin to describe it, and this wasn't one of those tours where you sit in the bus and look out the windows. We hiked up the ramp that the Romans built to assault Masada. We hiked to the top of En Gedi where David hid from Saul. We sloshed through the water tunnel under the city of David that Hezekiah built to supply the city with water during the siege by Sennacherib. We climbed down the cliff face of Mount Arbel in the Galilee and ventured off the backside of the Golan Heights close to the Syrian border, where Israel, Lebanon, and Syria all come together. In short, we experienced Israel, not just from a historical perspective, although it was incredibly moving to walk where Jesus, Joshua, David, and Abraham walked, and to see the things that they saw, but also from a modern-day perspective, to understand the politics of the first century and what led to the destruction of the Jewish nation by the Romans and the dispersal of its people around the world, and the influx of the Arabs who occupy the land to this day, and the politics of Europe in the 1930s and the Holocaust, and the rise of the modern Jewish state. It's all fascinating, and it all plays into what Israel is today. In short, we found it to be a land of extreme contrast. Geographically, it goes from 1,400 feet below sea level at the Dead Sea to 9,000 feet above sea level at the top of Mount Hermon. Temperatures reach 120 degrees in the Negev, and it snows on Israel's northern mountains. It goes from arid desert to lush forests in a span of about 30 miles. There are vast wheat fields and banana plantations, and the world's fourth largest air force. And some of the greatest contrasts lie within the people themselves, Muslims and Christians and Jews all trying to get along, and factions within each dedicated to war. Those who believe autonomous Jewish and Palestinian states are possible, and those who believe that the Jews should be pushed into the sea. And within the Jewish community itself, you have those who are ultra-Orthodox all the way to the other end of the scale with secular Jews who don't believe in God. This makes for a huge contrast between places like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with Jerusalem as a spiritual epicenter and Tel Aviv reflecting a vibrant high-tech business community superimposed over a Southern California-style beach party. And what's most fascinating is that this all plays out in a country small enough to fit neatly inside of Lake Michigan. We came away convicted on several fronts. First, that Christians need to visit Israel. The Bible comes alive when you see it for yourselves. Secondly, that the people of the United States must remain resolute in their support of Israel. God's promise to bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel remains as true today as it was 4,000 years ago. We've promised to return to Israel and to bring others with us so that more Christians can see this beautiful nation blessed by God. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.